Hello and welcome, my lovelies, to the D Word. I am your host, Deanna Butcher, spiritual development coach. This season, we are diving in deep and we are talking all things spiritual. It is time to awaken, illuminate, and transform your life, my lovely, and I am blessed you've chosen me to be your guide. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome, lovelies, back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. We love to have you. Today's podcast, we're talking about three simple ways to ground yourself. I love this so much because this is one of the main questions that I get from folks who come to see me in my practice or who pop me those messages in those Q&As. They're always saying, hey, how can I ground myself? So what is grounding? Well, grounding is the process of being able to just really calm the fuck down. It allows us to just simply be present with ourselves, feel connected to whatever it is that we want to achieve. So for me, I do love the process of grounding because I, even as a Virgo, I'm an earth sign. So I love my feet in the dirt, the feet in the sand, the feeling on the grass, you know, certainly standing underneath my favorite tree with bare feet. You know, you really connect with the earth. And so grounding, really, whether you are doing the full intent to ground yourself, which we're going to talk about in a moment, of rooting ourselves into that soil, rooting ourselves into the ground to where we feel magnificently tethered, right, to the ground itself. Grounding is so much more than that. You know, you don't really have to do the process of doing that full, as I say again, grounding yourself in that connection with the with that earthly love. Grounding really is just that heart center where you're feeling in that moment where you're able to feel even, I guess, sometimes nothing, right? And maybe that's why there's not a word for it, where I'm trying to get the word for it because I feel it right now, right? So sometimes it is that void, that nothingness, that ability to just calm down, right? And where we would utilize these three things I'm going to tell you, you know, and certainly with grounding yourselves, you know, you guys are at work, you're driving in traffic, you're dealing with the kids and they're busy as all get out, you know. So sometimes when we just want to slow our lives down, or we feel anxious, or we're feeling like even a panic attack might be setting in, or simply that we're exhausted, right? There's many reasons why we would feel the need to ground ourselves, but this process of grounding is, again, creating this beautiful calmness within you. So there's three ways that we can go about doing that. One, I'll talk about the main one, grounding yourself. It's literally grounding yourself. So this process, and you can take as long as you need to do this. This is almost like a meditation, which will be our second way. But in our first way, the grounding yourself is, you can do it from sitting down as well. You can do it on the bus. You can do it in the car in traffic. You could do it in the parking lot right before you go into your job. Or maybe you're visiting the doctor's office and it brings you some stress. Or maybe you are, you know, I've had a lot of women as well. Say we're going through a divorce, you know, you're handing off the kids, or you're waiting to speak to somebody, or you're needing to go to the lawyer, or you're working with the banker, like whatever this is, like for whatever reason you're going through right now, as to the things that go on in our lives, our everyday lives. And this doesn't have to be a spiritual practice. This is something everybody can do to help yourself. You know, maybe you have teenage kids and they're listening to this right now, or you can help them learn how to do this yourself. They're preparing for exams, right? Maybe they don't like going to school, just like maybe you don't like going to work on Mondays. So on Sundays, you start to feel anxious or get that upset stomach, or, you know, Friday after work, you just can't seem to disconnect from that job, right? Can't slow your mind down. You're always worrying about your job or your clients or, you know, whatever. So the necessity really for us to ground ourselves is to be present with ourselves in the moment, right? So when we begin to feel anxious, when we begin to feel that we need a reset, we can simply plant our feet square on the floor, in the ground, in the dirt, on the beach, wherever you are. And honestly, if you can find, you know, and even some of those that are so bold, will stand in the snow. But if you're able to find some dirt, some sand, some whatever, put your feet on the ground. The more ground-like you can be, the better it will, your experience will be. Again, not necessary. You can do this in the car, like I say, in home, in your office. Take your shoes off if you can and just put them to the side and just put your feet flat on the floor and envision now just taking that big deep breath in and out. And even as you're listening to this right now, take a moment to do this with me. So the process here of grounding ourselves, we're going to take our nice big deep breath in and out. But now this time when we take our breath in, I want you to come into your heart as though you're breathing through that heart center. I want you to bring in that energy and hold it for a moment. And now this time when we push it out, we want to come all the way through our system. So continue to maybe to bring that up through the head, back all the way down past the heart, past your hips. Now we're going down the legs and push it out. Push that breath out through your feet into the ground below. As your deeper breaths continue to come into your heart, through the body, out through your feet, the more intense that push, that is going to be out through your feet. Now that we feel like we're circulating this energy, because that energy is pooling, that energy was maybe weakening our heart space because we're upset, or we're tired, or we're stressed. But that breathing is pushing that oxygen through the body, and just continue to breathe. It's pushing that oxygen through our body and circulating that energy, our chi. We're pushing it through the ground. And now as we push it through the ground, take one last big deep breath in through your heart and release through your feet. And when you release through your feet, push it like roots. Now envision that you're just like a tree, that you have these magnificent, beautiful, strong, and healthy roots that come from the bottom of your feet and put it into the soil. Envision them going deeper and deeper into the ground below you. The deeper those roots go, the healthier those roots are, the more widespread they are, the more rooted and grounded you feel. So you might even feel some tingling, some heat coming from the bottom of your feet. You might actually feel like you might not even be able to move your feet right now. So don't panic. It's a beautiful feeling. You can remove yourself at any time. But for now, we're going to keep our feet grounded, pushing those roots, continuing to let them grow. And now what we want to do is we want to come back into our headspace and say, I am grounded. I am pure. I am safe in this space. I'm releasing all of my worries and concerns with each exhale. I'm waving, pulling all that negativity, that worry, that concern, all that happened in my day, all that happened at work today. I'm pushing it out through my feet and into the ground. So push all those thoughts right now and worries out through your feet. You can take a few breaths to let this happen. And now what we're going to do, we're going to shake it off a little bit, right? We're just going to be, you know, get yourself even resituated a little bit. Try and keep your feet planted, but wiggle around if you need to. You know, plant your butt in a new way. And if you're standing, just kind of let yourself kind of just relax again, right? Because any tensions that we would have carried while we were feeling that anxiety and pushing that anger into the ground. So we're going to relax our muscles again. And then now what we're going to do is now when we breathe in, we're feeling that breath, that earth breath from Mother Earth herself. And we're breathing through our roots and we're pulling that energy up to rejuvenate us. And now this grounding process becomes a healing process, which becomes a rejuvenation and an energetic experience. So now as you continue to breathe in, you're breathing in, expecting those nutrients and that goodness to come through those roots, up through your feet, through your body, past your heart space, into your head, and circulate. Spend a moment to pull in energy that makes you feel powerful, that makes you feel healed, makes you feel happy, whatever your intent is. Because we're replacing those thoughts right now. We're giving our energy to the earth that we don't serve us anymore, that doesn't serve us, and we're bringing in the nutrients from Mother Earth that is there to heal us. Then I want to take one more big deep breath in. You're thanking Earth for its power and for its substance and for its healing. And we are pushing that out. Now this time as we push back down through the energy, we begin to pull back up our roots. Wiggle your toes a little bit. Feel detached from the ground you're standing on or that you have your feet on. And begin to move your feet around. And notice how you might feel better, feel differently, now that you've grounded yourself. And so see, what this means is that we're bringing our energetic self back fully into our body. And that's a term that's called embodiment, right? So when our souls are at one with our vessel, with our body, and then we can utilize that in a strong way to bring connection and harmony to both fields. Because a lot of times the reason why we don't feel grounded, and how to know if we're not grounded, is if we feel disconnected from ourselves. We don't know what we want. We don't know how to handle our situations. We can't think clearly. We are angry or distraught rather quickly, right? Or more quickly than normal. We might have difficulty communicating. There's all kinds of things. We just feel like shit's just not going our way, right? And that we're not contributing and we don't know how to help heal ourselves or make it right or how to de-stress or disconnect or let go, right? And sometimes it might not be a negative thing, right? Maybe we've had a really great day, but we're off in la-la land. Our heads are floating up in the clouds and we are very distracted by everything and everyone. We can't focus. All the ideas are flowing through us and it's just not helpful to our current situation. So sometimes, which is a great place to be because we can have fun in that place and it's kind of nice sometimes not to have to think about shit. But there's times that are necessary where it's okay, no, now I need to focus. Like I'm at work. I'm working with a client. I have to do something and I need to be present. I can't be struggling then because it can become a struggle when you do need to focus and you just can't settle down, right? So we want to bring ourselves out of the clouds, back into our body and ground ourselves right through the earth. So that's the main way and a good way to ground yourself is by simply grounding yourself, literally grounding yourself. So the second one, as I said, kind of amplifying that a little bit and just doing meditation. So whether it's the meditative purpose of grounding yourself, like we just did, which took, 5 minutes? And because I explained the process, you can do it a lot faster than that, or you can extend it. But simply meditating, so a guided meditation, maybe you want to call in your guides, right, your spirit team. Maybe you just want to listen to some binaural beats. Binaural beats are an energetic frequency of hertz that is utilized by the person that created this meditation that you're going to listen to. And usually they'll put the hertz levels right there in the description so that you know exactly and then describe what the experience of that binaural beat will be. So if you have a headache, if you have a hard time focusing, or you want to go to sleep, or you want to heal your digestive system, or you whatever, there's binaural beats for every sort of health ailment you can think of. If you want to dissipate pain, if you want to focus, if you want to, like I love using them while I'm working or doing something that, I want to listen to music or I want to listen to something, but listening to a podcast, I can't listen to the podcast and work at the same time, especially if I'm, typing up a blog or I'm, creating something for my website. I want to be able to focus without listening to words. So I'll hone in and do that meditative state just with, put my speaker on and listen to a focused or like a study vibrational frequency, a hertz level that's for that. And if you guys are ever wanting some tips or some meditations that you can use, pop on over to the Facebook group there, and I'll put the links below in the show notes, in the description of the show below, and pop me in a question and say, hey, this is my ailment, or this is what I'm going through. Do you have any recommendations? Because I've got some great ones for migraines and headaches, some really great ones for reproductive issues and pain, you know, with menstruation, things like that, PMS symptoms. Those are things that I utilize, you know, consistently. So I've got some really great ones, and I also certainly share them with you. So pop into the Facebook group there, and or the Facebook page rather, and just pop me a message. Then we can connect. So yeah, so meditation, whatever kind that you feel guided to using. And I utilize YouTube. I find some good YouTubers and listen to them. And then you kind of get your little playlist. You get the people that you like and that you don't like. And sometimes, you know, I found it hard in the beginning of learning to meditate. I had a hard time with guided meditations because I just wasn't focusing. Like, I couldn't slow my mind down to do what they were telling me to do. So I just put on meditation music, you know, put on an third eye opening meditation or a grounding meditation. Sometimes I'd listen to drumming, you know, and I'd play with it a little bit. You know, there's singing bowls, tuning forks, Tibetan calls. There's all kinds of meditations out there. So find what works for you. And that's a really great way to ground yourself without the physical grounding yourself, really, again, because the grounding is, yes, the process of connecting to the earth, but it's also really just coming into yourself and finding peace. And that's what we want to do today. So find your meditation that works for you and do that. And you can do it at any length. You can do it at any time of the day you're called to do. You can do it in your sleep. And then share in the comments, you know, what meditations do you like and what do you use them for? And certainly on the Facebook page, because this podcast will be posted to the Facebook page. So pop it in the comments below there, you know, share your meditations so that other viewers can, learn from your meditations too, right? Can help share and find some good meditations. Third one, which, you know, I find is probably even more important than the process of actually grounding itself, is self-awareness. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about this before on previous podcasts, but that process of self-awareness is so key in everything that we do. It is often the lack of self-awareness is the root cause of most of our problems, right? Because we feel things we don't understand, we don't know why we're angry, or maybe we know we're angry and we can't control it, right? So this process of self-awareness is saying, okay, I feel like I'm getting a headache. I feel like there's so much tension in my body. I feel like something, I need to do something for myself. So becoming self-aware and noticing your own triggers, noticing what time of the day you're depleting your energy, noticing who's around you and how that makes you feel. So if you want to ground yourself and you know now that, well, every Monday I don't like going to work, we'll do some meditation and some grounding work Sunday evening, right? Let's prevent that feeling from even occurring so that Monday morning you can get up and feel powerful and feel strong, and then do another grounding one while you're getting ready for work the next day, you know, while you're blow drying your hair or while you're putting your makeup on, ground your feet into the floor. Do that while you're, doesn't mean that you have to be in an instant state of silence. You can ground yourself at any time. You can ground yourself while you're cooking dinner. You can ground yourself while you're standing at the photocopier at work, like whatever this process is. And you don't even have to close your eyes. You don't have to do any mantras. You don't have to do anything, just the intent. So to learn our intent and to learn when we need to do these things and why it's important to you is you need to be self-aware, right? Is saying, this is what I need, and this is what I need now. And this is how long it needs to happen. This is where the energy is pooling in my body. And so how we can learn to become self-aware is before our meditations, before our grounding, or throughout the day. Go through the body and start at your toes and recognize how your toes feel to you. Do they feel warm? Do they feel cold? Do they feel tingly? Go up through the calves, your thighs, your hips. How do they feel? Do you notice anything different? Do you feel like maybe you've been sitting for so long and there's achiness behind your knees? Do you feel like, you know, that there's joint pain, like whatever this is, and continue to come all the way up. Now, as you get up to your hips and now you're getting into your main chakras, look at that root chakra in your pelvis and say, look, is there anything here that I need to be aware of? You know, is there any digestive issues? If I lost my libido, like whatever this is, be self-aware and in tune with your body and how it flows. Is how this flows, is this normal for you? And if this is a bad kind of normal, let's change it and let's work on that. So when you're grounding yourself and you're meditating, those are the areas you want to focus on, right? So is there pain or tingling or void, right? Maybe you don't feel anything and that's also a concern, right? Especially if it's your libido or your passion or your creativity, right? So you can continue to move up. You feel all of your organs. You know, even if you don't know what they are or where they are, you just have the intent that you're going to feel your organs, feel your intestines, feel everything, and that it's going to be healthy and rejuvenating. Is there anything that's standing out to you? And this is oftentimes where I recognize, oh, okay, I'm a little dehydrated, or I feel really bloated, and that's why I'm cranky. Or maybe now I recognize when many of you will relate. When you become so in tune and self-aware, you will know the exact moment you ovulate. It can become very painful for many of us because it can cause some pain. So I know when I ovulate. And then I know certainly the moment that my cycle will start. And then sure enough, it's later on that day. So, you know, you become so in tune and self-aware that when something begins to start to feel painful, you can immediately go to that source, clear the energy so it doesn't begin to calcify. And we've talked about this in podcasts before, the importance of moving that energy and healing and doing that work for yourself, because no one else can do it, because nobody else, unless you're going to a healer, they don't know where your pain is. They don't know what you're experiencing, but you do, and you know your body more than anybody else. And this is also a lot of preventative medicine for yourself too, right? When you know your body and you know it's in tune and you know how it works and you know what feels good and what doesn't, the moment something feels off or that something's in your body that shouldn't be there or whatever, you're going to know, and then you'll be able to be a heavier advocate for yourself. So the process of grounding yourself has so many more benefits than simply calming the fuck down. This really does create this oneness with yourself and a whole new relationship with your body, because we're often taught to ignore those signs and push through them, right? Especially if you're working, you just got to show up if you're not feeling good. Well, this is a process where you can desensitize that a little bit and say, well, I'm not going to push through it, but let's just heal from it quickly while before it begins or becomes a problem. So that self-awareness is really, really key. And then that self-awareness to know, okay, well, do I need to be grounded? Or maybe I need to be up in the clouds for a little bit. Maybe I've been grounded too long, right? So like you become aware of what you need and how you want to achieve that happiness. Maybe you want to go stand under we have the super full moon today here on Monday. It's in the sign of Virgo. Maybe you're so inclined to go stand under the full moon tonight while you do this grounding meditation, or you sit in your car and you do this. Like, so hone in on your own experiences and see where you're being pulled to, because that intuition is going to guide you more than anything else. And you're going to know what you need and when it's going to happen, how it's going to flow. And you'll be able to then also measure your own progress of healing and intent. You'll be able to see, wow, you know, I don't have much to worry about today. Or I feel so much better than I did yesterday, and then the next day, and the next day. And you begin to realize that you are healing yourself, and you are doing the work, and you feel more confident and more aligned, certainly. But that gives you this new power. You stand up straighter. You have your shoulders are further back. You know, you're square to the world you live in. And you're able to navigate that in an easier way. And that's why these things are so important. And we overlook them so much because we think, oh, grounding is like a hippie process. I don't have time to meditate or ground myself. But we do. Because if we have any time that we are worrying or we are down, sick, or anything, we certainly have time to make ourselves feel better. And we have to make that a necessity. We have to. And certainly if your reason is because you've put so much importance into your work that you're not paying attention to yourself, if you don't start doing that, the universe is going to make that evidently clear. You're going to get sick. You're going to have health problems if you don't start focusing. You know, if you're even a caregiver to somebody else, your children, your parents, whoever you're caregiving for. Maybe you're a daycare worker, or you are a nurse, or you are a counselor. There's so much that we give as healers and those that are doing service work. There's so much of us that we give that we don't replenish our energy. So the process of grounding is healing, that meditation and self-awareness, so we know how much we can give, what we have to offer, because it can be so depleting that then we get to the point where we become sick and then we're not capable of serving them in the way that they need us. So this is as much for other people as it is for ourselves, and certainly for our kids, because then we can help them calm down. We can help them prepare for school when they're anxious. We can help them and show them how to use this in their day-to-day life, how to express their emotions, tune into their emotions. And it makes it a lot easier to self-manage, but then to show others how to do that for themselves too. You can incorporate that in your practice. Maybe you're a hairdresser and you just stand behind somebody because you know that they're really anxious. So they've just downloaded so much heaviness in their life to you, and they shared something so personal, and maybe they're crying. Maybe you're a counselor, or whoever you are, is you're standing in their energetic space. Ground both of you. Have that intent to push that energy out through the ground. And you're probably even intuitively doing that on your own, which is why people are so drawn to you, right? Because your energy is a beacon for people that need healing. So make sure you're healing yourself. And that's a whole other podcast, is how we become beacons for other people. But take these three tips. So ground yourself. So how to ground, ways to ground yourself is simply ground yourself. Meditate and be self-aware. So I'd love to have this conversation with you folks over on the Facebook page. Head on over to the links below and pop your messages there. Follow us on Instagram. And I'd love to see you guys. So thank you so much for joining me today. We will see you again on Wednesday, same time, 6 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Have a beautiful and magnificent, powerful full moon day today. Take care and many blessings. Are you ready to find your strength and take control of your life? Do you want to learn to love yourself and improve your relationships with your loved ones? I can help you remove toxic people and change negative environments so that you can begin to thrive and live your best life. I'm going to give you the keys and the tools that you need to succeed on your journey and reach for your dreams to make big things happen for you. If you're ready to start now with your spiritual development coaching, I'd love to help you. 3-week and 8-week programs start February 15th. Let's book your one free hour discovery call today. Spots are available this coming week. Hit up the comments below and see your link to book now.